As we do every Wednesday night at this time, I've done the past couple of weeks of the holidays, we talked to one of our bloggers from AnchorRising.com, Mark Comtois from AnchorRising.com joins us. What's going on, Mark?
Hey, man, how you doing?
Happy New Year. Thank you very much.
And congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much.
You're
I appreciate
welcome.
That, yeah.
Well, today we started off, Justin kind of kicked things off on the blog, discussing the Amy Rice letter and the apparently peculiar signatory of John Laughlin to it.
Who, I thought that was odd.
Yeah, and Laughlin later called into Dan, and I think Dan got him to back off the letter. And
he wants to write his own letter, he said.
Now he's going to write his own letter, which is a good idea and probably something he should have done in the first place. So, which is something I kind of followed up
well,
with.
Well, you know, that letter whole thing, I would like to talk about that for at some point tonight on my show, because what the hell is the point of it?
Right.
I mean, if you think about it, the budget process is so stupid in this state to where the governor proposes things, the General Assembly does whatever he wants anyway, the governor vetoes it, they override it, so why not just let them do the budget?
Yeah, I totally agree. Now
it's just like, let's stick the middle finger up at the governor just because we can.
Yeah, it's back to the traditional law. It's all the governor's fault.
Right. And it's, come on.
It happens too much in this state.
Right.
So,
it's CYA with one from one branch to the other.
We can
do stupid things, but we'll blame it on the governor because it was his idea. Even though he has no power to pass it and no power to sustain the veto anyway, if he does veto it, you know, it's just silly.
Right. Now, for some reason, that tends to lead to a bit of cynicism in the state.
Yes. Well, what do you think about what Joe Trillo just said about this this GOP closed primary? There's a movement afoot or some sort of rumblings that there's a possibility that if Gio Chichione does not relent on this meeting, that he might be removed.
Well, my first impression in general about that is that we've been going along with the open primary for so long in the GOP, and look how well that's turned out. So why not try something different?
Right.
And if that means that the rank and file are going to upset the apple cart and get Gio out of there, well, that goes along right with it, I guess.
I guess, yeah. We'll have to see what he thinks of that. I wonder if this is the hill he's willing to die on.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, he doesn't strike me as someone who, I think, from what I've heard him talking about it, he seems like he's more reluctant to do it just from a strategic point of view, more than a necessarily ideological one.
Right.
So that's
we'll have to ask him.
Yeah.
All right, Mark, we'll check it all out on AnchorRising.com tonight. Thank you very much,
Alrighty,
pal.
Thanks,
appreciate
man.
It. Mark Comtois, AnchorRising.com, the greatest political blog on the face of the earth.